Mary Kay Cabot with us, talking about what's going on in the Browns. Obviously, she's from Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer, trying to help us sort through this Quinshon Judkins
situation.
Sideways story. How's that sound? I'm just trying to think of a better way to put it. And maybe the lack thereof of running backs that they may have for a couple weeks and trying to dive into that situation. What was your take on Mary Kay there?
I think the Browns are going to have to be very careful with what they do contractually here with Quinshon Judkins.
It's not a good look for them to sign him not this week for sure, but
for big money, for any money,
guaranteed
money, which is what all of the second round picks are holding out for. It's more, you know, guaranteed money.
Mm-hmm. I don't. What do you do if you're the Browns in this? I think you just have to wait.
I don't think you have a choice, but then you're going to have probably an unsigned player on the practice field, which happens. But I mean, it's a little bit of a predicament. But
how does that work? How does that work? If you're an unsigned player who's on the practice field, I mean, you got to get paid, right?
You've got those, yeah.
Are you at league minimum? How does that work?
I don't have any idea.
Huh? That's a weird situation. Let me go into the next question here too, because I thought this was interesting when you brought it up. Do the Browns need to go out and find another running back?
Might not be a bad idea for the start of camp, and you don't know how long
that's true,
and you don't know how long he's going to be available to you, and then you don't know when he's going away. So it might not be a bad idea to have somebody up and clued into what you're doing. Let me throw one name at you.
Let me just throw this at you really quick. Because we were talking about this yesterday. When you have four quarterbacks and you're trying to take a look at them, who were we talking to yesterday that said during practice, you may just have to split the team up in half, one half on this field, one half on that field. And
you can't do that to the detriment of everything else, though. You know?
No, but I mean, as far as being a quarterback to give someone an opportunity, you at least need to have the skill players there that you've got a decent amount of skill players that you're going to split between the two sides. I mean, that's why you have such big rosters when you go into camp. I'm just looking at Arlad's depth chart, and they have, 12. They have 13 wide receivers and four running backs and one fullback. So, I'm sorry, five running backs if you count Quinshon. And so if you're going to split it and if you truly do that and you have double the reps that you might have in a normal practice, you're probably right, Jeff. You're going to want to go out and get another running back.
I would think so. If there's one guy, you know, we've mentioned Dylan Sampson, who was, of course, drafted by the Browns. If there's one guy who right now has the best opportunity to make a name for himself and try and win a job, it's a guy named Amani Marshall. And he's on the roster right now. He's the fifth running back if you include Judkins. And he's a young guy who was undrafted, 2 years at Wake Forest, 2 years at Appalachian State. And then last year, in his third year at Appalachian State, fifth year of college, he was pretty good. Didn't get regular carries, but still, you know, scored like seven touchdowns and had some yardage. He's a big body at 6'2", 220. And that's a guy who, you know, can seize an opportunity here. At the very least, Andy, I think wrap up a spot on the practice squad if he goes in, because I mean they're gonna need somebody. I think you're gonna have to find somebody. There are free agents available. A couple of familiar names. If they want to bring in some depth, D'Ernest Johnson, former Brown who was with Jacksonville last year. Dan, I'm not advocating for any of these guys. They were fine. Dan's laughing. Yet you've got a guy who's going to get suspended. So let's just be realistic about this. I'm not trying to be cute or funny. They have five running backs, and one of them is going to miss some time. If one of the other ones gets injured, then you have three. So let's be serious about this. Amani Marshall is a guy who's on the team. Pay attention to him. D'Ernest Johnson is available. All right. They loved D'Ernest here. I know Kevin Stefanski was a fan. Jamal Williams, who is with the Saints, interesting guy. Dano, your buddy Jamal, interesting guy to keep an eye on there. I'm a big Gus Edwards fan if he's healthy. The Gus Bus. Another guy who's always performed well, who's available, Jeff Wilson, former 49er, was with the Dolphins a little bit. And after that, the pickings get much slimmer. I'm a Deontay Foreman fan. He didn't perform well here for the Browns. They didn't give him a ton of chances. I didn't think he's available. And, you know, you could always bring John Kelly back for a 17th time.
Here's what I would probably do. I would bring in someone just for camp alone. And then I would wait.
If somebody's going to get cut.
Yeah, I would wait and then probably find your next highest running back that was on the board for the draft that is going to get put onto a practice squad that you can try to take off a practice squad.
Not a bad idea.
I think that's probably, you need a body in here for camp. That's what they need.
Well,
and then I think when the season rolls around.
You might not.
Why wouldn't you?
If Judkins is allowed to be in for camp.
I still would bring in another body, although it means you got to. There's still roster limits for camp, so I don't know how you play that out. I think they need to bring in another running back. So
veer left and whine about one thing that's this situation has done.
No, we're in the middle of talking about this.
Okay, I'm
kidding. Go ahead. What do you say?
It really sucks that we're in this situation, and I can't make fun of Jeff for once again reading Auto Trader on a bus stop.
I'm just looking out, Dan. Trying to add information to what could be a vital position for a team that's planning to base itself around the run this year, and their number one guy who they plan to base the run around might not be here for a good portion of time. So forgive me for trying to talk a little sports and give you some options and show you that there's not a whole heck of a lot out there. Pardon me.
Feel the wrath.
Volkswagen Scirocco, 180,000. That's
only
low.
Only 180?
That's low.
I'm in.
Aren't there any other European countries that are giving us cars because they're going electric over there?
Is that a Peugeot?
I'm telling you, if Gus Edwards is good to go, man, I'm bringing him in. I'm just telling you, I love the Gus Bus.
We can't get Nick Chubb back? Isn't that where you're going next?
I don't think that's happening. Don't think that's happening.
That might have been a topic this week, whether he got in trouble or not.
Don't think it's happening. But the Gus Bus, get me a seat.
Ooh, the Mirthmobile, except it's purple.
Oh, I'm Dan Menigan. I want him to come in with three running backs, run the bejeebers out of them in camp, and have somebody pull a hammy, and he's out half the year.
All right, you want my prediction?
No, I want to hear from Todd.
No, I'm going to give you my prediction. My zany prediction?
Here comes Andy Baskin being zany.
Pickett ends up in Houston. Chubb comes back to the Browns. They trade for each other.
Thank God.
Now we'll hear from Todd in Ward 1, Mr.
Hi, Todd.
Driving the show when you don't have the keys to the car. Go ahead, Todd.
Hi, Todd.
Andy, you said that, and I bet you're sober, too, aren't you?
I'm just kidding.
Andy doesn't drink.
All right, Jeff.
All right, I'm going to lie. I may have had a drink or two Friday night.
All right, Jeff, public
no
service
kids,
announcement.
No kids. We had nothing going on.
Go ahead, Todd.
I didn't have to drive anywhere.
Jeff, public service announcement. I did not know about Cleveland Furniture except for listening to the broadcast and you talking about them, and I have a very nice living room chair, which is very good for viewing sports. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. I hope the guys hear that and rejoin us here on The Fan.
And in addition to that, I will be using USA installation as soon as I get these jokers to come to terms about cleaning out my grandparents' old house closet so I could get the installation put in.
You know, thrilled to have USA installation as a longtime partner here on The Fan. Those guys are terrific.
Do you need cabinets? Because I got choice cabinet looking. Weatherseal's a good friend of mine, too. I get some. Hey, and by the way, are you looking to get engaged? Because I got a place where you can get. You need a ring?
No.
Bookman and Son, man. Why don't you go buy yourself something nice?
All right, let's
go out to 8803 Brexville Road. It's all one giant commercial. Go ahead.
I am getting cabinets. That is true, and that is on my list because I do listen to the broadcast.
All right, make sure. And then I just want to say one more thing. If you're having trouble with your air conditioning, Smiley One, call them. Okay, now go ahead.
Sorry. All right, cool. Air conditioning's tight.
Yeah.
Football season is a time-sensitive matter. If it looks like you might need a running back, yes, they need to go and get somebody in free agency. They don't have time to be messing around if they want to win. I've seen the first seven games that they have to play. There's no room for a careless error, which is exactly what that would be if they don't go out and get a running back. Now, having said that, I do believe wholeheartedly that the entertainment industry has three things that are of most importance: maximization of profit, imagery, and a distant third, there is no fourth, is quality of product. So with that in mind, I do understand why they would suspend somebody for domestic violence, because this is the entertainment industry. But to Jeff's question, no, it should not qualify as a lifetime ban, whether it be a misdemeanor or a major one, if it's considering this his first offense.
And Todd, we don't know all the facts. Our society doesn't deem it as a lifetime ban.
Well, it's the entertainment
industry.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah, but it is the entertainment industry. So they have to address it because of the imagery. But a lifetime ban, I mean, stop that man's employment because of this? Nah, man. Let's be a little bit more reasonable on that and find out the facts, you know. And then when the facts come out, if it still qualifies as a misdemeanor, yeah, he compromised the imagery of the shield, and he should be reprimanded for that. But lifetime ban, come on, man. No.
All right, Todd, thank you for chiming in. Appreciate it. Let's come back. I want to talk about some other football stuff when we come back. We'll do that. And then I have a very, very important question that I need to ask after seeing the new Superman movie. I'm not going to give it away, but I have a question that I need to ask. 216-474-0092. That is the number to call in.